This morning, we talk about the east side of Wilmington, Delaware. WHYY's Chris Barish reports on the start of a $30 million initiative to build and repair hundreds of homes.
Mayor Mike Perzicki stands outside a long abandoned row home whose windows are covered with weathered boards. It's one of what he calls the wretched properties that tarnish blocks and dishearten residents. But he's smiling because a construction crew has begun the laborious process of turning the gutted brick structure into a gleaming three-bedroom house.
Just an old rental house that just been abandoned for God only knows how long, I don't know. It's an all-masonry constructed building. It's got decent bones, and I think what we can do is make something pretty attractive out of that. It'll either be an investor or we'll sell it to a homeowner.
From the concrete porch, contractor Miguel Denai peers into the structure, which beyond the brick exterior, is basically nothing.
There was no floor in here at all. There's no roof. The land bank hired us to basically bring it back to life.
The Wilmington Land Bank owns the house. It's one of several nonprofit housing partners involved with the biggest neighborhood revitalization project in city history. Wilmington is using nearly $30 million in federal pandemic relief funds and other money. It's providing loans and grants to demolish, build, and repair. One block of new homes is already under construction. Hundreds of the approximately 1,000 homes in the half-square-mile section of town will get facade, system, and roofing improvements. Then there will be total rehabs of houses like the one where Perzicki stands. As he muses about his possibilities, Cora Mills emerges from the adjoining house and embraces the mayor.
I'm glad. That's why I had to come and shake his hand. I'm very glad.
She also suggests fixing up a vacant three-story church up the block. But Perzicki tells her it'll probably be demolished.
Well, tear it down, put apartments up there.
Put housing over there. Nice houses, right?
Right.
Her enthusiasm is felt by current and former residents alike. Martell McCain grew up on the east side and now rehabs its houses. He says the shabby environment takes a toll on youngsters.
That's all they see every day is broken down stuff, so they don't have the vision to see that they can see different stuff, like the good stuff.
Davian Green agrees.
We just need to turn it around. It's a community full of kids that needs help. Don't talk about it, be about it.
Perzicki said Eastsiders are right to be wary of promises from politicians. But he says the money and commitment are now present in abundance.
I think skepticism is in order because these things always start out with a big bang and wimp out after a while. But if we can do this, and I believe we can, and we have to get members of the community buying into this, taking care of their properties, we have to stay on the landlords, you know, just uplift the whole thing, remove some liquor stores from around here, some things that have adverse impact on the neighborhood. We do all that, Eastside's going to shine.
In addition to the home projects, construction has begun on the east side on a new $90 million elementary school. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.